You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is
good. Yes, he is good. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the
The love of Jesus has changed my life. I've seen His beauty and heard His word. Now I worship at the feet.
Testimony that if you go like to Amazon or eBay and you order something, that immediately you will see advertisements for similar products because you have been labeled. And I don't really want to address that part of the algorithm. But there's another part of the algorithm that I think is a lot more sinister, and I think that we should all be very cautious about what we might think is just fun and humor, and to know that every time we input anything on a computer, laptop, phone, or any other digital mechanism, we are laying a blueprint about who we are. And if you understand that that can be a good thing, but But it can also be a bad thing because we have an adversary. His name is Satan. And Satan studies us. And just as he studies us, he knows everything that might kind of flick our bick. I'm going to use an old term since you were an old term. Flick our bick, or to motivate us, or to influence us. So what I wanted to do real quick is to actually, you know me, I got to go into what these words are and how they're defined. And so I looked up algorithm, and I'm going to use the definition that I got that pertains more so to a social media platform. It says it like this. It says that an algorithm is a system that decides a post position on a news feed based on, listen to this, predictions about each user's preferences and tendencies. So you have artificial intelligence literally monitoring you with everything that you do, all the things that you order, the things you watch. They know exactly how to service us. Isn't it amazing that sometimes you'll be thinking about something and before you know it, it's already popped up on your phone somewhere. You wonder, my goodness, even I told my wife this, even to when I'm typing a message, sometimes it seems like the phone has taken over and it knows exactly what words I'm going to use. And they are stored in there. So listen to this. There's a question. Why are algorithms important in life? It says this. The use of computer algorithms plays an essential role in space search programs. We are in the age of algorithms because they solve our everyday tasks, and we won't be able to live with them. They make our life more comfortable, and in the future, they will be able to predict our behavior. It's almost like man against machine. That's where we are. Check this out, beloveds. And I'm just setting you guys up for what I really want to share. Who invented the algorithm? Interesting enough, it goes back to a gentleman. He's a mathematician going back to 780 A.D. after the death of Christ. And hopefully I don't butcher his name. But his name is Muhammad al-Khwarizmi. And it says that he was a Persian mathematician. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because Persia is in what we now call Iran, or Iran, however you choose to pronounce that. And interesting enough, Iran, Iran, has a big, big place in end time gospel. So I just wanted to put that out there. And by the way, the influence that Iran has is not necessarily a positive one. Okay, and so I'm setting you guys up because I was like, okay, Lord, how do I actually share this in a way that our audience can understand what I'm really trying to convey in a short period of time? So I decided to pick one little portion of the algorithm system that a lot of people actively use day after day. And that is all the little games and all the little programs that make predictions about your future. You know which ones I'm talking about. The ones that will tell you what's going to happen in 2022. The ones that say how many children you're going to have, where you're going to live, how much bling you're going to have in the new year. All these things, and we play these games. They tell you if you're going to have children or not have children. They'll tell you if this is a year of prosperity or a year of famine. In other words, the algorithm is in place so that whomever uses it, that algorithm through that program will automatically be able to detect things about you and will actually share things. And you'll say, you know what? That's true. But you know what? The devil is a liar, because in using that, you have really given over charge to Satan himself. Let me explain. The way that God wants us to live is to put our total trust in him. God has said, the just shall live by faith. We know that he is a rewarder to them who diligently seek him. And so a Christian's relationship with God is not based upon anything that is foretold, other than the phrase that I love to go to so many times, which simply says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Outside of that, I actually rejoice in the mysteries of living under the provision of the Almighty God. Because when he does show up, and honestly guys, he shows up every day, it is such a beautiful, beautiful way in which he shows up, and his way of showing up is different for each and every individual. But even those who get on Facebook, Twitter, or whatever, wherever these games, these programs are, and start to play around with them, there is a sinister attack. And I'm actually going to relate that sinister attack to some words that are actually shared in Revelation 13. This is a very, very important chapter. So let me just break it down to you, because basically you can almost split the whole chapter in half with the first, I think, 10 verses being about the introduction of the Antichrist himself. We can call him the beast, the Antichrist. We know that the Antichrist is just who he says he is. He is Antichrist. I will argue that we are already living in the spirit of that Antichrist. So that's the first 10 verses. Then from the remainder of the chapter is dealing with this second beast in the form of the false prophet. And it's the false prophet that I really want to deal with, because it's in the false prophecy that I believe the algorithms are in conjunction with, in harmony with, in unholy marriage with. So I just want to read this to you, because it's really talking about the second beast, the false prophet. And it says it like this, starting at verse 11. It says, then I saw another beast rising out of the earth. It had already talked about the first beast being the Antichrist. Now this second beast is arising out of the earth. The first beast, the Antichrist, rises out of the sea or the waters. This one rises out of the land. Let me continue. It had two horns like a lamb and it spoke like a dragon. And so understand the conflict there, that the appearance is as a lamb, but the agenda is a dragon. So that false prophet looks good, looks holy, but has a sinister plot attached to him. Let me continue. It, and I love that the, I'm reading from the Easter Standard Version. They don't say he, it says it. It exercises all the authority of the first beast, the Antichrist, in its presence and makes the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose mortal wound was healed. It performs great signs, even making fire come down from heaven to earth in front of people. And by the signs that it is allowed to work in the presence of the beast, it deceives those who dwell on earth, telling them to make an image of the beast that was wounded by the sword yet lived. And it was allowed to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast might even speak and might cause those who would not worship the image of the beast to be slain. That's an attack on Christianity. Also, it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, that is, the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and his number is 666. That's the chapter. So, understand this, guys, that in Revelation 13, you have three things going on. I'm going to try to put them in order. We have Satan, who is the prince of the air. And from Satan will come the Antichrist out of the depths of the sea. A lot of people say that from the depths of that sea, that the actual sea that is coming from is the Mediterranean Sea. And what is around the Mediterranean Sea? Persia, Iran, Northern Africa, Southern and Western Europe. So we know, in a general sense, from whence this Antichrist is coming. And from that, the false prophet has come to do the bidding of Antichrist. And he does it through idolatry. He does it through religious worship that is satanic. And he does it by deception, to deceive those who thought they were actually strong in their faith. And he does it in a way because he looks appealing, but his agenda is demonic. So as I'm wrapping this up, I told you I was going to be short today. You say, well, I play these things because, oh, they're fun. But think about it. It goes back to when I was growing up, my love, used to pull out the horoscope. And I was born on November 16th. And the horoscope immediately told me that I was a Scorpio. The horoscope told me that we are just just like the actual creature, we're rough. And I saw things when I was reading about it that says that, you know, to be a scorpion means that you're going to not be one who trusts a lot of people. You're not going to be one who is going to have a smooth ending of life. They say that you actually die brutally because of the kind of conniving and sinister nature that's associated with that sign. It also says we make a lot of money. I can tell you right now, most of those don't really work, according to yours truly. And what I used to read back in the day, I would literally, when we still read newspapers, I would go to a newspaper and look at the daily horoscope to figure out who I had to be nice to, who I had to avoid, and all other things. Well, not too many people are reading newspapers, not the actual papers. We go online and we read things there. But through different platforms, I'm using Facebook because that's the one that I probably use the most, we have many posts that are put out there by the Christian community that actually plays with these algorithms to make these predictions and to speak for us. Now, many, many months ago, I had already told you guys about the detriment of using emojis and that it comes out of Hinduism, out of a pagan god by the name of Vishnu, a pagan god, by the way, that is used in much of rap music today. The influence is all over all the things that we expose ourselves to in the secular realm. And so when we are playing with these algorithms, it seems like it's harmless, and you just say, oh, shucks, that either that's true or it's not true, but it has a sinister foundation attached to it. And I'm telling you, beloved, after a while, there are many of us that can be susceptible to actually believing a computer-generated program and not Jesus Christ. So I'm closing with this understanding that you can hear what I'm saying and you can say, oh, Mac, you're way too serious about that. I'm telling you, as one who cries from the wilderness, the one who has been commissioned and inspired to share those uncomfortable truths of the Holy Word that don't get talked about in most Sunday services, I have been commissioned and I have accepted the call of duty to share, no matter how uncomfortable it is to the ears around us. Beloveds, we love you. Ira and I, every day of the week, we talk on these things to try to make this platform a better experience for you. We just simply ask that you would consider the things that have been shared. Open up your Bibles. Read all of Revelation 13. Take it in and understand that the understanding of that particular book of the Bible is crucial. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to share. Thank you, O God, for your word and for your purpose, O God, for your design
upon mankind to honor and worship you. We pray that something was shared tonight that would bless the hearts, minds, souls of those who are listening, and even encourage those who do not know who you are to seek you out, to be saved and be discipled in the admonition of you, O Lord. Be glorified, be magnified in all the earth and in the heavens, O sovereign Savior. We love and adore you. In Jesus' name, amen.